listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Ahead of the May state budget, the state opposition is raising the red flag over the financial position of regional hospitals. Amid concerns of potential service cuts and amalgamations of health services, Shadow Health Minister Georgie Crozier says it's the patients who will suffer.
How can Victorian hospitals deliver the care that Victorians need if they are hundreds of millions of dollars in the red?
Cobram and Nathalia were among a number of Victorian communities rallying against gender-based violence over the weekend, following the deaths of a number of women in regional areas so far this year. It comes as investigations continue into the death of a Cobram woman continue, a 39-year-old man facing assault charges. He's been remanded in custody after facing court on Friday. Amid a rise in foul play by mining and quarry businesses, Victoria's Earth Resources Regulator is reminding every business to make sure their operations are compliant with their licences. The regulator's Chief Inspector, Michael Fitzgerald, says they're keeping an eye on everything from prospecting licences to activities in coal mines.
Generally, our inspectors are out there to try and help educate people, make sure that they know what their requirements are. But sometimes, if the risk posed is significant, then our inspectors will issue remedial notices to require some activities to fix an issue or to investigate an area of concern.
And the last major cruise ship of the season docked at Phillip Island over the weekend, the P&O Pacific Adventure, boasting more than 2,600 passengers, no doubt a big boost to the local economy. Looking to the West Gippsland action, not many close matchups over the weekend. Coralin putting Bunyip to the sword, 247-0. Dalyston, meantime, took down Corumbarabina, while the closest margin was 51 points at Phillip Island, bested Kilcunda Bass. And Echuca and Shepparton's footballers remain the only unbeaten sides in the Goulburn Valley League after round 4, with the Bombers toppling Euroa and the Bears overcoming the Lions.